Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina, and you are listening once again today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast, and we do appreciate you listening in right here on our local radio station. We have been live now every Tuesday for over the past 7 years, and I've mentioned how my wife has been sick, and she's had lymphoma this summer, lymphoma cancer in her stomach, her lymph nodes. We were dealing with all of these treatments, doctor's appointments. Oh my goodness, it's just been a whirlwind. She's doing much better now. We thank the Lord for that. We found out on June 6th of this year, and so that's why we took a little break. But we've had some time to pray about it, think about it. We feel like this is also in the doings of the Lord and the way He works things. And this September, this month, will be our last month on the broadcast as far as the Blessings of Liberty. We've prayed about it. We've thought about it, and just feel like that the Lord is leading us in a different direction as far as that's concerned. But we have just enjoyed this so much, and I've learned so much, and I thank the Lord for it. Now, today we are going to give you a old radio broadcast. This is from January the 14th, 2015, I believe it is, and it's on the subject of the news. And so I hope you'll get a blessing out of it. It goes back a few years, but we say some good things, I think, that'll help you about the news. We do appreciate all of our radio stationers and the listeners on those stations. Right now we are live on AM 1450 WATA in Boone, North Carolina. Then on Saturdays we have a rebroadcast of this, what we're doing right now, and that is on 690 AM WZAP in Bristol, Virginia, and then on KPGT 89.1 FM The Truth in Watertown, South Dakota. And we're on the air in five or six different states, parts of states, I guess would be the proper way to say that. But what a blessing that is to be able to preach the Word of God, teach from the Word of God, and to have this opportunity. We do not take it lightly. We want to be faithful to the things that the Lord allows us to do. And we've been in the radio ministry now for over 20 years, and I really appreciate the Lord giving us this opportunity and making a way. The church is very faithful to support the radio broadcast, and we do appreciate that so much. What a blessing and what an honor it is. Now, today on Blessings of Liberty, I've just had this thought upon my mind. I want to try to be a help, a blessing, an encouragement to people and to the people of God. And I want to talk about the news today. Not just the news, what's on the news or in the newspaper this morning, but some things I've learned over the years about the news and what relationship should God's people have with the news. Now, my views about the news, I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but poet and didn't know it, you know how we say that sometimes, but my views concerning the news have changed drastically over the years, how I view or how we even receive the news. Think about how much it has changed through the years. Now, As I said, I've been on the radio over 20 years, so we've been around a little while. And I remember growing up, if you watched the news or knew anything about the news, basically three avenues. If I was down at my grandparents' house and they lived near us while I was growing up, my grandpa Greer, he watched the 5 o'clock local news and the 6 o'clock national news. And I mean, that was his routine. and or maybe 5:30 the local news, something like that. But you had local and then you had national news, and you know, that's pretty much the news for the day people would get. Or you might hear the news on the radio, or back then a lot more people would get the newspaper and they would read and get their news from the newspaper. When I first started pastoring and trying to keep up with what was going on in the world, there were a few Christian newsletters that I subscribed to, and you'd get some different style news from them, but you had to wait a month. You know, these things would come out once a month, and they'd be a little section in the back of it most of the time that would have some news that would be of more interest or particularly interesting to Christian people. And so that was a slow way to get the news. Now look at how it is 24/7 all the time. If you are a news junkie, you can just gorge on it. You can be plugged in to what's going on in the realm of news literally 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. You can be watching, listening to, reading different news stories. But I have people tell me all the time, they say, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspaper. It depresses me. Well, you know what? It depresses me too. I'll just be real honest with you about this. And you might think I sit around and watch the news all the time, but I really don't. I don't watch. I don't sit down like my grandparents used to. You'll not find me at the 5 o'clock hour, at the 6 o'clock hour, throughout the night watching the news. I like to put it more like this. I do keep an eye on the news. I do try to stay aware. I receive the newspaper, a daily newspaper, and I will go through the newspaper, but I do not read every article that's in there, but I keep an eye on maybe the big picture of things that are going on in the world around us. But I'll be honest with you today. I wouldn't even suggest to people that they should watch the news all the time or follow your standard propaganda that's going on. That's a whole lot of what news is, especially now. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But I could not, as a pastor, recommend to anybody that they just watch the news all the time. Now, you talk about getting depressed. You follow everything and you watch the news every night. And boy, I tell you, I couldn't recommend that as a friend, as a pastor. You know, the Bible says, I'm going to give you some Bible verses today. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Now, you think about this in the news. This is what Paul said to the church at Philippi. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Now, we're talking about the news today. And he said, whatsoever things are true. So we ought to be concerned about true things. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. Good report, the Bible says. Now, another word that goes along with the news would be reporting. And the Bible is interested in good report. Whatever is of good report. He said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things is what the Bible says. So there we have some instruction from the Bible about the good report, or what to think on. If you get to thinking on the news all the time, I promise you it's going to depress you. It's going to rob you of your spiritual joy that you have in your life. It's going to give you a very dim, dark outlook on the world. You say, well, it is dim. It is dark. Not if you look at it through the eyes of the Word of God. There's hope. No matter how dark it is, there's hope for the children of God. You have to keep that in mind. So Paul says things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Think on these things. Now, I do believe that Christians should be informed and knowledgeable concerning the world in which we live. So here's where we're going to get into thinking a little bit more about the news, as we generally use the word news. God's people ought to be informed. They ought to be knowledgeable about what is really going on in the world. More than one time in the Bible, you'll find an admonition. You'll find encouragement. Be sober. Be vigilant. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So we need to be aware of what is going on round about us. Be sober. Be vigilant. That's what that means. Be awake. Be aware. Be alert of your surroundings. My responsibility, and I have many responsibilities. I'm a pastor. A pastor, the word pastor, just simply, it comes from the same words, being a shepherd. And so you're watching over a flock. You got to watch out for wolves. The wolves will come in and devour the flock. So a pastor needs to be watching out for the wolves, spiritually, physically, politically, financially. I mean, there's a lot of wolves out there in the world. So a pastor needs to be aware. He needs to be on the watch. I'm a father. I have children. I need to be watching. I need to be aware of dangers that are out here in the world. So I'm going to have to know at least some things about what's going on in the world. I am a citizen of the country, of the United States of America. I ought to be a good citizen. And in order to be a good citizen, I need to be aware. I need to be informed of what is going on. Now, it would help us to sort of change our way of thinking about the news. I think some Christians think, well, I need to watch the news. I need to know what's going on. But now, our forefathers, those who fought for and won our freedom and our independence in this nation, they did not live and fight by the news. A lot of people live by the news, how active they ought to be, how concerned they ought to be. But our forefathers didn't operate that way. Why? Unless you lived in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or one of the major cities, every time you got the news, it was at least several days old. There was no such thing as this being plugged in all the time. They didn't live their lives. They didn't fight by the news, that by the current news. They lived their lives by principles. And God's people, patriotic people, they ought to live their lives by principles. If you will live your life by principles, specifically the principles that are found in the Word of God, that'll deliver you from this winds of change that the news blows in and out of our lives. Our founding fathers lived their lives by principles, and they fought for and believed in these principles. They knew what they were. They knew what was at stake when it came to such things as their liberty and their freedom. And they knew more about life than your average person today. They live their lives by principles. The more I watch the news, I really believe a steady diet of the major news channels, the major news sources in America, would actually do exactly the opposite to anybody that had a steady diet of the major news sources. What it will do, a steady diet of what comes across the television from all the major networks out there, it's not going to inform you. It's not going to make you more knowledgeable. It's going to dumb you down. I'll say it like this. It's going to dumb you, and it's going to numb you. And so we need to be careful about the news that we take in. Quickly, as a Christian, everything we take in must be measured by the Word of God. Now, I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. The Bible is our standard. The Bible is the truth. The Bible is where I learn the principles to live and guide my life by. I learn about liberty, not from the news, not even from history, but I learn about liberty from the Bible. This is the blessings of liberty. We talk a great deal about liberty on this radio broadcast. I learn about liberty and what God thinks about it from the Bible. I learn about law from the Bible. I learn about justice. I learn about wisdom. All these things. The Bible is the truth. Romans chapter 3 verse 4 says, "Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar." When it comes right down to it, I'll tell you who I am going to believe every time. I'm going to believe what the Bible says. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there, maybe even you're listening in today, and you would be critical that a Christian would say, without question, I believe the Bible. No matter what the situation or the question is, I'm going to believe what the Bible says. But I say everybody believes something or someone, and they'll believe that even when news is contrary to that. I've been watching over the past few weeks, and it's not comical, but it sort of is. Down in the Antarctica right now, there has been a group of global warming scientists, and I've been reading about this. They're stuck in the ice down there. They went down there to prove that the polar ice is melting at record rate. And they went down there. They got stuck in this ice. And it's been just a major news story. And it's been in the newspaper for the past several weeks trying to rescue these scientists that are stuck, not in ice that is melting, but in more ice than there's been in years and years and years. So they went down there saying, "Well, we believe the ice is melting, but the fact is there's more ice, and they're stuck in it, and they're spending a lot of carbon footprint to try to get those men, those scientists, rescued off of that ice-breaking scientific ship, whatever it is." So people believe, they'll believe things, even when evidence is contrary to that. Millions of people believe the president when he said, "If you like your insurance, you can keep it." Well, how's that working out for you? People believe things. And you can believe the Bible, you can believe the Word of God is true, as I do, or you can believe any number of things, but nevertheless, the fact is there, people believe things. And everybody believes something when it comes to the news, when it comes to history. There's all kinds of different interpretations of history. Who are you going to believe? Which line of thought are you going to believe? Science is the same thing. Some people, they say, "I believe in evolution." Well, I do not. I believe in creation. I believe in a young earth. I believe what the Bible says. When it comes to family matters, you're going to believe Dr. Spock? He used to be quite famous. I don't know about now, but he was a child, I guess, psychologist. Or are you going to believe what the Bible says? Spiritual matters, politically speaking, spiritually speaking, financially speaking, I believe the Bible. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him." I can honestly say down through the years, I've never come to the place where I thought, "Boy, I wish the Bible didn't say that. I'm sort of ashamed of that. That's not so." No, sir. If you'll put your trust in the truth of the Word of God, it's true. The Bible says He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Well, I want to give you several Bible principles that can be applied to the news. And when you hear the news, and when you feel like, "Well, I need to watch the news," bless your heart, I hope you don't feel like that. You'd do far better to just read through your Bible this year than to spend an hour, hour and a half every night watching the news. Well, several Bible principles can be applied. And I'm not saying be ignorant of what's going on, But I'm talking about being a news disciple, following the news no matter what. You need to keep these things in mind when it comes to the news. Number one, the news is deceptive. Did you know that? Do you know some of them people are lying about what they're saying? Sure enough. This is characteristic of the last days. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, and he's talking there about this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That's verse number 1. But verse number 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The last days are going to be characterized, and we are living in the last days. I'm not going to take time to get into that. I do not have time to deal with that today. But the last days, as time goes on, we're not going to have more and more truth. We're going to have more and more deception. And politically, do you know some of those politicians? They lie sure enough. And you know where they lie a whole lot? They get on the news and lie. It's election year coming up. You know what? They're going to lie about a lot of things. Nationally speaking, there's a lot of lying goes on, a lot of deception going on. Spiritually speaking, in the spiritual realm, financially speaking, on and on and on we could go. But the news is very deceptive. I could give many examples. I'm going to give one. Maybe you remember last year when the Navy Yard shooter, when that happened up in around Washington. And this guy that had a security clearance, he went into the Navy shipyard there and he began to shoot people. Well, I happened to turn on the news while that was happening. And this Marine was on CNN and they were interviewing him. He had been standing beside somebody that had been shot. And he described in great detail, anybody that knew anything about firearms, about guns, he described someone being shot with a rifle, And the news at first was this guy, of course, he's got an AR-15, and he's in there picking off people 200 and 300 and 400 yards away. But this, I sat there and I watched this, and this Marine, I mean, he explained it, and they asked him again, and he told them again, and anybody that watched that would have thought that he was standing beside somebody that had been shot by a rifle. But come to find out, the shooter didn't even have a rifle. He had a shotgun. It's totally different. Somebody is lying. There's some deception going on there. Who's lying? Who's being deceived? Sometimes you don't even know. But you ought to know this. Don't believe everything you hear. The news is deceptive. Number two, I have to quickly move along. You've got to keep in mind when it comes to the news that the news is designed. And what I mean by that, it is entertainment. The news is entertainment, especially this 24/7. Why, if you wanted to, you could start watching. You could just watch news all the time. But the big news shows are from, maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon all the way up until 11 o'clock, 10 or 11 o'clock. All these different personalities come on there and they've got their hour. They've got the 6 o'clock, the 7 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock hour, and all these different people. You realize that's more entertainment than actually it is news. And that doesn't matter which channel, Fox, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, all of them, CNN. It is entertainment. It is designed to reach a certain audience that thinks a certain way, to attract them, to keep them, to keep their ratings up, to satisfy their sponsors, to sell things from their commercials. This is designed. For months and months and months, I've watched this. I have a little experiment. I'll just pass through the house and I'll turn on the news and I'll tell my wife, I'll say, I'm going to turn the news on. I'll say on Fox, they're going to be talking about Obamacare. On any of the others, they're going to be talking about anything but Obamacare. And this has been steady for months and months and months now. I told my wife a while back, I said, I can really see how people are put out, put off by the news. I can see how people would come to the place where they say, I'm just not going to watch. I'm not going to pay any attention anymore. I think sometimes part of that is by design. I wonder if there's not a conspiracy of just running something so far into the ground that people just throw up their hands and say, you know what, I don't even care anymore. Is that a conspiracy? Is it not? I don't know, but that's what it seems like. Run things into the ground. And news is designed to do that. It's designed to entertain, to appeal to a certain audience. News is diluted. We've got our D words lined up here. Now, when something is diluted, it's watered down. It's changed. It's not full strength. Many times, what is served as daily news is really just a smokescreen for something else that is going on. I'll give an example. As I said a minute ago, for months and months, all you've heard on some news channels is about Obamacare. And here in the past week or so, there's been this episode with Chris Christie, and they're calling it Bridgegate, and boy, they're really jumping on that, just like this is the biggest news story in the world. But do you know, while all that was going on, the real news to me, Congress came back, they strengthened the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which just simply means this, that you and I, as law-abiding American citizens, have far less rights than we did before. That's the news story. That's the news story. But you have to realize, when you're thinking about the news, that many times the news is diluted. It's serving up something, sort of like a smokescreen. Here, watch this. But while you're watching this, you've got this something else over here that's going on that really we need to be paying attention to. Well, time's going to get gone. Number four, news is depressing. Boy, people tell me that all the time. It's depressing. It's disheartening. It's discouraging. I believe, really, that is by design as well. It is not the Lord's will that God's people go through life depressed, discouraged, down and out, and all of these things. The Bible says this, Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 25, it says, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, or that's Proverbs 3, verse 25, or 25, verse 25. But Proverbs 3 and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." We're not to go around afraid, fearful. The devil wants to put that into people's hearts, and a lot of people go through life depressed about the news. Hey, you can't do anything about it. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. The Bible says, "Be not afraid of sudden fear." You hear the news, oh, the world's coming to an end. Don't go all to pieces over that. I seen something yesterday. It's talking about bright lights flashing up in Pennsylvania. And what does this mean? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Could be a number of things, but I'm not going to lose my mind about it. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Well, I want to end on a positive note. I've got maybe less than a minute left. And the news is only mentioned one time in the Bible. Did you know that? And it's in Proverbs 25, verse 25. I said that wrong a minute ago. But it says this, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." Good news from a far country. The good news is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came, died, buried, and rose again the third day so you and I could be saved. This has been the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. You can check us out on MountLebanonBC.org. MountLebanonBC.org. Thank you for listening.
Local news and information with Roten in the Morning, your favorite news talk throughout the day on AM 1450.